This is Fresh Air. A few years ago, the music press was always mentioning something called the downtown New York scene. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says you don't hear so much about it these days because the music that comes out of this so-called scene is too diverse to fit under one heading. Kevin has a review of albums by two bands which illustrate this diversity. There's Dr. Nerve and this one, Curlew.
The bands Curlew and Dr. Nerve have both been around for a few years, make regular appearances at New York's home of downtown music, the Knitting Factory, and they both record for the same label, Cuneiform. But musically, their approaches are very different. Curlew's music is the more accessible. That's mostly because its chief composer, saxophonist George Cartwright, writes great, catchy little ditties. On Curlew's latest album, named B, the quintet comes across as sort of a Booker T and the MGs for the 90s. It's like the whole band is one big rolling rhythm section. Tom Cora saws away at his cello like a country fiddle player. But Curlew's more than just a peppy dance band, because its members usually take uproarious solos. Guitarist Davey Williams is the complete picker, at home with rock and roll, free improvisation, and southern blues. By the way, this stalwart of the downtown New York scene lives in Birmingham, Alabama. I really like the way his noisy guitar offsets the simple melodies. This tune is George Cartwright's St. Croix. If Curlew works on shaking your booty in a style that's at least as down-home as it is downtown, Dr. Nerve's music is more self-consciously cerebral. Their new album is called Beta 14 OK. The title refers to a level of brainwave activity. Their music has some of the taut angularity of high-minded atonal concert music, even if they play it with the recklessness of a garage band. Those rhythms are deliberately mechanical. In a sense, Dr. Nerve's music celebrates modern machinery, the way futurist noise concerts back before World War I exalted the internal combustion engine and the electric fan. But in Dr. Nerve's case, the machines they celebrate are computers, both the kind you find in your head and the kind that sits on your desktop. Most of the band's music is written by guitarist Nick Didkowski, who, by the way, lives in uptown, not downtown New York. But some of the music was written by a computer program Didkowski designed. The machine composed it, but the band has to play it. Here's the complete performance of Nerveware No. 1. Thank you. That sounds a lot like the music that Kosky writes himself. But then he's good at blurring the line between the animate and the inanimate. In much the same way, he softens the sound of the octet by blending electric instruments with plain old acoustic horns. Dr. Nerve also breaks down the wall between listener and performer. At the end of their new disc are 44 short musical fragments you can program on your CD player in any order you choose. Dr. Nerve's high-tech trappings aside, the band does play groove music of a sort, and Curlew's clever dance tunes aren't exactly brainless. So maybe these contrasting downtown bands really do have something in common. After all, unless you're tall enough to slam dunk a basketball, your head and your booty are never very far apart.
Kevin Whitehead is a frequent contributor to Downbeat and Cadence. He reviewed new albums by Curlew and Dr. Nerve on the Cuneiform label. This is Fresh Air.